learning. We're continuing Chayotim Klal Memches, and we're learning still Siman Aleph. Okay, so we spoke about the lochas of being moti somebody else, and let's move on to the new points. So we're about halfway through the paragraph. If there's two people eating together, it means eating bread together. Mitzvah lachzor achar shlishi nitzarav imahem lezimun. So it is appropriate to create a zimun. Zimun is something which Chazal encouraged, to the point that they said that you should try and find a partner. If there's somebody else in the house who's available, ask them to join you to eat, etc. V'afilu gomru kvar hashnayim lechol. So we're going to see that the kviyas, that the people have to eat together to be considered a kviyas. So these people already have finished eating. They want a bench, and they say, okay, well, let's get a third person. But maybe it's too late, because they won't be eating together. So Chayadim says no. And this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Even if these two people have finished eating, they still could eat. If you'd offer them something for dessert, they would eat it. That means they have room to eat, and in that sense, they have not finished the meal. Even if they don't do that, we tell them they need to find a third party to join them, and they can't argue, well, it's too late. Now, the language of Chayavim Litan Loy Lechol Kreshishit Starif is, like the Chayavim said before, it's not really a Chiyav because it's just a mitzvah lachzor achar. It's an appropriate thing to do. It's not a Chiyav Gomer. But it's the appropriate thing to do to create a Zim. So if they have food to offer this other person, and they could continue to eat themselves, or they would wish to do so. So this third person comes and joins them, and he has to sit down with them at the table together. So there's some element of kviyas that they are together. They should do so in order to create a zimun. V'mein roitz lechopas. The third person does not want to wash. So we say, I'm sorry, that's a problem. They can't make the third person join them. They have a mitzvah to create a zimun. He has no mitzvah at all. He has no chiv at all. So they say, well, you have to join us. Lacha says you have to join us. That's not true. They can ask him to join. But he doesn't want to wash right now. He doesn't want to eat bread. You can give him something to drink. Now, the Chayotim says that some brings the opinion that water is sufficient. Because the idea is that they should all have eaten together. And for this purpose, we look at shtia as being part of achila. So a person normally wants something to drink. Maybe even water is sufficient. Now, the Mishmar Pasan's water is not sufficient. So taking other drinks are acceptable, be it yayin, be it natural juices. There's a question in the halacha that water is not acceptable, seltzer is not acceptable. Soft drinks, which really are just basically water with sugar and a little bit of fizz, questionable, but the Maisim Poskim would do accept that as a possibility, but that's definitely not the preferred option. I mean, a Paris, or giving him something to eat, like giving him some fruit to eat. So it doesn't have to be dafka bread, it doesn't have to be dafka mazonos, pasav v'kistin. So, v'yachol kazayas, or yishter v'yis v'pamachas, v'oz mitzarif l'zim. So the person has to eat a kazayas of food or drink a revius of liquid, and therefore he has a chiyuv bracha achrona. So this it means that's enough that it's considered that he ate. Achila in the Torah is a kazayas. Shti in the Torah, which is b'chlal achila, means a revius. Now the chayim adds b'basachas. We've spoken about this before, that how long does a person take in order to do the act of eating or drinking that we consider one unit? You say, well, a person eats less than a kazayas, it's not called achila. Well, that's never really true. Even if I eat less than a kazayas right now, I ate a kazayas 5 hours ago, or half a kazayas 5 hours ago. So I ate a kazayas today. Half a kazayas at 9 a.m. and another half a kazayas at 6 p.m. So I ate a kazayas. So that's the terrace. That's not called one achila. Those are two separate achilas. So we know that the shear is k'dei achilas pras. But for drinking, the shear is k'dei shtiyas revias. People drink in a different time frame than they eat. So the shear for drinking is revias. Basically, the people, a person drinks revias, but pamachas, basically you take one gulp down, take a second gulp down. Especially if you understand revias is the shear of 2.9 ounces, which is a fairly reliable shear halacha lemaisa on the size of a revias. So a person can get that down in two acts of drinking. So that's called a pamachas. If a person takes longer than that, maybe that's questionable, that's considered one shtiyah or not. So a person should do that in a timely fashion, the chila or the shtiyah. And now he can join them for zimun. The chayara moves into, at what point do we say that their meal is finished, the two people meal is finished, that it's too late for them to add a third party. And so the chayara will continue talking about that. Eventually we will do that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.